This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 would like to acknowledge and pay respect to the sovereign peoples of the past, present and future generations of the Kulin Nations on whose unceded land we work, live and broadcast from. We would also like to acknowledge all our brother boys and sister girls of the LGBTI communities. A silent storm begins to brew in an ancient land of darkness. With tumultuous force from the crust of the earth, two worlds come together as one, from the past and the present, celebrating culture and spirit, paving the pathway to our future. It's time for dreaming. Urban dreaming. Finding your voice. Finding your spirit. Joy 94.9.
Yes, you're on Urban Dreaming. This is Joy 94.9. Hello, my name is Sarami. And we have?
It's Galinda here.
And it's Ari.
And David.
So for those who don't know, David is actually our special guest for the evening. And David has currently just moved to Melbourne. And we'll have a yarn with him a bit later about his photography and basically his work that he's done in Greenland. And Ari, good to have you back.
It's good to be here.
That's just his other personality speaking. So guys, yeah, we've got a deadly show tonight. We're going to be speaking to Glenn Scuthorpe. I don't know if you know him, but he's an amazing country singer back from the Kimberleys. In regards to his music, he's an amazing artist. Oh, well, that's where I remember him anyway.
And a
I used to play him in the Kimberleys.
And some of the he's a film producer. He's been involved in films. What was that with the filming?
Yep, and he's got a new album as well. We'll be speaking of that, and we'll be having a chat with him on the phone. And also, we're going to be having a conversation, of course, with David. So David's the fellow that is our special guest this evening, and he'll be in the studio with us from 8 till 9 p.m. tonight. Yes, and of course, our panellist, Chris, how are you?
Fabulous.
He doesn't have a mic tonight, unfortunately. So, yeah, guys, stay tuned. We've got some deadly music coming up, of course, and I think Gal's got a song lined up for us.
I do. I have a few, but in particular, I have a very important song all the way from Greenland. And David, who's in the panel here, he's going to have a bit of a conversation about the song and sort of translate a bit of the Indigenous language here in the studio for us tonight. So, and just before we do play the song, we're going to have a bit of a conversation with Sarami in the studio about his performance last Saturday at Federation Square for the Willin. How do I pronounce this? Willin.
Limpint Willin.
It's a festival at Federation Square, and it's to honour and respect Indigenous culture, and it symbolises the burning passion, resistance and respect Aboriginal people have for their culture and still have today, especially in urban areas. So,
yeah,
should we have a bit of a yarn about your performance on Saturday?
Well, yeah, I'd love to. I think in regards to what it is, it's basically an opportunity that I've had for the second year now. I was offered from Vicky Cousins. She's she's basically the artist who created this installation. Apparently it's been running for the last eight years. And, yeah, like I said, this is my second year, and I was one of the first people to actually dance near the fire. So I was really honoured with that. I guess, you know, as in honoured from the fact that I'm from a different country, that is. So I would have been the first person from another country to be able to dance in this area.
Yeah, yeah. And we were all there, actually, Ari, David and I, and we all witnessed this amazing performance. But could you tell me exactly what it was about? And I'm really curious to understand, because you were applying traditional ochre, you were almost flying like a bird in some sections. Like what was the storyline behind your performance?
Well, I don't know if anyone tuned in last week, but we actually had a discussion about the politics and the ongoing sort of protests we have with our mob. And this particular protest was about young fella Elijah Doughty in regards to what has happened and how it's just been an ongoing issue with our people, and it's always been swept under the carpet and nothing's been spoken about. And I guess my piece is specifically about how the youth is, they're our next generation, and we tend to not I guess, find, like, it's because we're, you know, the idea of protest, it's so passionate, and I guess sometimes the media misconstrues it for anger. And the anger is not so much necessarily angry people. It's just more the idea of being very passionate or very, at times, frustrated because of what's going on. And, you know, how, like I said, it's been going on for so many years in regards to what's been happening. So there's this thing about, you know, there's a fine line, as in how are we going to treat our ongoing children, you know, like what's, because they are the next, they are our future. So, yeah, and I guess the piece is politically sort of inclined, and you know, I'm a traditional contemporary dancer, so I mix a lot of, I guess, a fusion of animalistic movement with, I guess, traditional.
Yeah, and it did really represent that peaceful but yet powerful movement with protests and also with your performance itself. And you were there, Ari. What did you think?
Yeah, it was a bloody ball watching it. But no, it was truly deadly. But just something I was just wanting to... I was wondering about the creation of the whole piece. Was like, what did you start with in terms of traditional, contemporary, or did you just start with the combination of the two?
Well, see, I've got a really strong background in theatre as well, so I guess I wanted to use that real strong aspect of theatre and dance combined together. And then, you know, I was also, I had the opportunity to create my own song as well, and so I did the all three. And the idea of actually, I guess I started off with a bit of theatre. I didn't necessarily move. The first piece was very much an instrumental, atmospheric sort of, I guess, introduction, and it allowed me to really just get a feel of what the piece was about, and that's basically the setup for it. And because it's a really restricted area, like, there's actually not much room if you have a look at the space.
And the soil was sinking beneath
your
feet.
Oh, my God, it was like quicksand. It was crazy. I had to use that as well at one stage. But the idea of knowing that there's not much space, of course, but then you've got to, you really got to be able to perform with not just dance moves, but you've got to specifically use some acting skills, I believe, anyway.
Yeah.
That's what I tend to do.
Yeah. And just our last question, Surami. In terms of advice or wise words of wisdom for youth dancers out there, Indigenous dancers or non-Indigenous that are just, I guess, trying to get their name out or trying to produce their work and whatnot, what is your advice for them?
I guess it's really just, you know, with anything, like, if you've got a passion for something, you know, if you feel like you can... You know, a lot of our mob don't have direction or someone to actually tell them. You've got to find out these things yourself, and I think that happens for a lot of us. But if there's an opportunity, I think that's what I always believe. Just grab it. Grab the opportunity while it lasts, because it's something temporary. It may not be suited for you, but just give it a go, because I think that's how I went about stuff. I never said no to many things, and that's probably why I've sort of found myself just doing, you know, I guess finding my direction. And you know, it's hard for some people who specifically just want to do one thing, but there's so many, I guess there's so many, you know, correlations to what that one thing is. Because, for example, if you do theatre, you can do radio. You do radio, you can do editing, you know. The list goes on. So there's so many other ways of going about it. You don't have to specifically be one or the other. And that's what I found I'm doing. But in regards to your dreams, I think that's what it is. Just follow your dreams, follow your heart, follow your passion. And I don't think you'll ever go wrong.
Exactly. Thank you so much for sharing such beautiful advice with us and for also being such an advocate for youth and for us here in the studio as youth delegates for Joy FM, definitely. Urban Dreaming. So thank you again.
My, how the tables have turned.
Look out.
I feel so weird. Okay, guys. Yeah, you're on Urban Dreaming, and thank you so much. We'll be back. Urban Dreaming 94.9. You can call it what you want, but it just don't mean a thing. No, it just don't mean a thing.
Fuck that, homie. You can come and wave your flag, but it don't mean a thing to me. No, it just don't mean a thing. Fuck that, homie. You can call it what you want, but it just don't mean a thing. No, it just don't mean a thing. Fuck that, homie.
They said, hey, Briggs, pick a date.
Okay.
You know I'm one, we can celebrate.
For sure.
But we can come together, talk about the weather, call that Australia Day. I said, how about March 8th?
That's a good one.
And we can do it on your nan's grave.
Oh, that bitch?
We can piss up, piss on the face, get rid of and burn out like Mark Skates. The screaming love, it'll leave it. I got more reason to be a riff. You
could believe it. One salute a constitutional, who's underneath it? Turn that flag to a noose, put a cease to your breathing. I can't get on my whip, I get a ticket for that. I get a DWB, and that's a drive in my sport. I turn the other cheek, I get a knife on my back. And I tell them it hurts, they say I overreact. So fuck that. Fuck that.
You can call it what you want, but it just don't mean a thing. No, it just don't mean a thing.
Hey, Greg,
fuck that, homie.
You can come and wave your flag, but it don't mean a thing to me. No, it just don't mean a thing.
I said celebrate the heretic anytime outside Jan 26. That's the day for them suckers doing that sucker shit. That's that land taking, flag waving attitude. Got this new Captain Cook dance to show you how to move. How you wanna raise a flag with a rifle that make us wanna celebrate anything but survival? Nah, you watching telly for The Bachelor, but wouldn't read a book about a fuckload of massacres. I remember all the blood of my characters. They remember 20 recipes for Lamingtons. Yeah, their ancestors got a boat ride. Both minds saw them coming until they both died. Fuck celebrating days made of misery. Why Oz still got the black history? And that shirt will get you banned from the parliament. If you ain't having the conversation, well then we starting it.
You can call it what you want, but it just don't mean a thing. No, it just don't mean a thing.
Fuck that, homie.
This is Joy 94.9. You're on Urban Dreaming, breaking down the barriers that exist between two worlds. My name's Gal, and the time is 8:12.
This is Ari, and God, I love that song.
That was a deadly song.
You're
rapping
it.
It's really like the It really, it's like shows what you know that we're still black, strong, and still standing. And you know, it's just I love it. I love it.
What was the song actually called?
Oh, the song is January 26th by AB Original.
Yeah, that's with Dan Sultan.
Yeah,
and Briggsy.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I've played it once before, and I know that's a big hit, and I know that's the radio edit, so well done.
That song really resonates with me. Like, every time I hear it, and I don't even know how many times I have heard it, because, you know, I never get bored of it.
Yeah, and I
That's just AB Original, really. I just, like, love every one of their songs.
Well, that's like us with Electric Fields. But if you have a song that you cannot stop playing, and it sounds like the first time you played it, you can SMS us on 0427JOY94.9. So give us a little text and tell us a song you love and that's powerful for you and potentially that has political importance or even not. It could just be a catchy tune. So.
Yeah, true. So I just want to introduce our guest because he's been sitting the whole time really quietly. So this is David, and I know Gal can say his name really correctly, so go for it.
I'm going to attempt. I've done some my homework, but it's David Engelterak Ifam Heilman Ottesen.
There you are. Well done.
And he's from Greenland, and he's Inuit from Greenland. He speaks his native language. Yep. He's very active in the community, and he's also an amazing photographer, which we've just been checking out. And
Thank you.
And I've been lucky enough to be photographed by him. So
yeah,
I've actually gone on my Facebook pages.
A few times.
Yeah, it's one of my main pages, and it's an amazing. You've got a great eye, I must say.
Thank you very much.
I guess, with your work, like, we're going to have you here the whole night, so we'll be asking a few questions on the way. But just, I guess, one main question for me is, like, what brought you to Australia?
Well, there is a lot of opportunities to seize out there, and, you know, Australia has, similar to Greenland, an indigenous population, and I've always been really into, you know, pursuing travels and exploring indigenous culture and people. So that was a big aspect of coming to Australia.
Yeah, and you and Gal have actually worked together, so we'll discuss that soon. Okay, guys, we'll be back. This is Urban Dreaming. Okay, guys. Yeah, we're back at Urban Dreaming, and we're speaking to David. Now, David's actually a photographer from the Greenlands, and I also know that Gal and David have worked together on actually an amazing organisation.
We have. So David was a part of a crew, I guess, that I was intensively involved in, and it's a foundation called Youth for Planet. And what we do, we're a bunch of youth randoms, I guess, from all over the world, and we travel to the Arctic region to raise awareness for climate change and the consequences of industrial production. And my standpoint was really focused on how climate change is, or any sort of, I guess, industrial consequence is affecting the Indigenous people there. And along my travels, I did meet David, and I was very curious to what he had to say about his lived experience of, I guess, these sort of devastating effects culturally and environmentally. Yeah. So
it was, I mean, it was a great experience to meet someone with, you know, an Aboriginal background when you come from Greenland, because you have these cultural similarities, and you coming from the desert in Australia, going to Greenland, seeing the ice cap, seeing the ice melting, you know, that was a big contrast. But at the end of it all, there was a lot of, I guess, very, very big similarities.
Yeah, and there was such a common ground in terms of Aboriginal people from both countries protecting and wanting to be a part of country and nature peacefully, and having to deal with capitalist consequences. And that's something you've experienced in Greenland. So do you want to talk about, like, what are the hot topics at the moment?
Well, you know, global warming is, of course, one of the big hot topics, if we can say it. And that's definitely something we see on a local basis. We see, you know, the ice melting and people in the hunting communities there.
Is there a wildfire in Greenland at the moment?
Oh, yeah.
I think I saw something.
You were onto it. We have one of the biggest wildfires ever recorded in Greenland at the moment.
Yeah, and for those who don't know, like, Greenland is a block of ice, and for there to be a wildfire, that's never been recorded in Inuit history before, has it?
Or no,
even
no.
Academic history, I guess.
Consider it as 80% of ice and then 20% of land mass, and part of it is on fire at the moment.
That is so bizarre. So is that, obviously it's just because of the global warming has taken its toll.
Yeah.
It's hotter and drier and what else?
In the last few years we've had huge droughts, which has affected the environment very much.
Yeah. So how is this fire potentially caused from climate change going to affect the nature and the people?
Well, we do have, you know, reindeers and different sorts of animals in the area, which can be affected by wildfires and loss of ice. You know, hunting grounds for even animals are being lost. So one of the big crises today is the polar bear, for example. It's losing its, you know, hunting grounds for seals, and they're, you know, ending up. And just this week, it ended up in an area in Greenland where the people, and they're not used to seeing polar bears.
I also saw that, and there was something about them actually attacking the lambs. Like, what? Is that correct? They're actually on land hunting down lambs.
Yeah,
sheep.
We have a small population of lamb in Greenland, and the polar bear had gone around eating small lambs.
This is a really terrible joke, but now it's called Greenland, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, it's really bad. But in regards to, you know, the extension of Indigenous cultures as well as animals, you know, the resources, etc., everything's been exploited. You know, recently we was at the Power Summit, the one that was just recently about, you know, how the effects of, you know, what's been happening and how much land's been exploited just for the sake of money.
Yeah.
And, you know, the idea of our land is quietly and quickly dispersing.
Like,
I've seen pictures as well. Like, you're seeing, like, the ice is actually no longer ice. It's just water now. Mm-hmm. So what's the effects of country from there?
Yeah, well, you know, I've been spending some time up in the north living with people who were dependent on the ice, and the way that it's affected the people there is that they can't connect with the communities in the area because the ice is no longer there. And they, you know, they dog sled on it, they use motorbikes on it and snowmobiles, and they can't go on that anymore.
It's a highway.
It's basically a highway between settlements and towns. So they're being disconnected because it's between, now it's not just water, so they can't sail, and there's no ice, so they can't go on it. It's in between. So it's a very,
it's like, you know, a big slushy that's just,
it's heart wrenching.
Yeah.
And
it's
yeah,
disgusting.
Yeah, it is.
It is. It's disgusting. And I think the idea of, what about, you know, like, you know, when you see, like, coming from obviously a country that's going through this now, but now knowing that there's other countries that have been affected, you know, and then being a photographer, like, how you must be able to sort of see, you know, you weren't young, you weren't old when you done photography. You obviously started off when you're young, yeah?
Yeah.
So you're seeing the progression of changes in the environments as you took these photos, yeah?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Yep. And so what, I guess, within the span of how long has it changed?
Well, within the last 15 years, you can see the ice mass just disappearing. You know, ice mass that's as big as Manhattan just disappeared in one day, for example. And that's, you know, very concerning. Because you have this old piece of ice that's just disappeared into the ocean. Mm. So it's really rapid, and you can really see it even from year to year. You don't even have to record it.
And there's quite a controversial topic at the moment with the big tsunami that happened in Greenland. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about the tsunami that hit Greenland that was potentially caused by climate change?
Yeah, well, this is an unusual event in Greenland. Tsunamis are not really heard of. So here 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, there was a tsunami that actually swept away almost a whole settlement. And it was basically caused by potential earthquake made by the ice cap colliding within itself.
Because it was melting.
Because it's melting. Exactly.
Does that make sense, Ari? Does that sort of make sense? So, like, there's a huge mass of ice and the water is rushing through because it's melting, and that caused a collapse, like an avalanche almost. And that landed in the water and sort of shook it all up, and a huge wave came and swept a village away and people died.
Well, no, that's what I mean. It's happening, isn't
it?
These
so
are the natural disasters that this world is going through.
Yeah, it's not
so.
A,
I think the thing is, in the end, is like, what are we going to do about it? To make these changes, you know, obviously to change it and to make it less than what it is. And how do we go about this? What can we do?
Well, you know, with the work that I do, I work with tourists and I work with cultural communication, if you can say so. I work to communicate Greenlandic culture. With my background, I've been working with tourists, but also with organizations to emphasize cultural heritage, and that's both with children, but also with just general awareness. And through my photography, I can, you know, communicate stories of the people in Greenland. So this is an opportunity that I've seen for Greenlanders, that they can actually be advocates for the Arctic or for the for the North, and this is a rare opportunity for a small minority to have a strong voice in this global, you know, situation.
Yeah, it's and it's interesting, isn't it? Like you were saying, like being an Inuit or us being Aboriginal, our ethics are constantly for country and for cultivation of country, but you don't necessarily have to be an Indigenous person of the country to protect country.
And that really answers a lot of questions in terms of what do we do now here?
We all came from the same planet as well.
Yeah.
Exactly, we're all suffering from the same consequences. So I guess it's like, our mob, we fight for land, we fight for country to protect it.
It's endless.
So I guess that's the thing of now, you guys, you know, it's time to all of us
and
come together and do this together.
And being inspired by that Aboriginal, Indigenous attitude and taking that on and
the knowledge of country.
Implementing this what we've practiced for so long into political systems, into frameworks and regulations, and I think that will really start off somewhere. So I'm really looking forward.
Yeah, so if you're listening, guys, just feel free to SMS us on 0427JOY949. That's 0427JOY949, and feel free to have a say. You're speaking to David, who's a photographer from Greenland, and, of course, the Urban Dream Team. All right, guys, stay tuned. It is almost 8:30, and we'll be speaking to Glenn Scuthorpe coming up.
Listen.
You are listening to Nivi and the Dear Children, Are You Ready? A beautiful Greenlandic woman who sings and performs both in her native tongue and in English. So we were lucky enough to have most of that song in English. There were a few beautiful Greenlandic words. And David's just going to talk a little bit more about the music in Greenland and sort of get it out there because it is there.
Yeah, I mean, although we're only 56,000 people in Greenland, in total we have some pretty amazing musicians. And Nivi Nielsen is one of those who have really advanced in the last few years. And you can expect her to come along to Australia in the next few years because she's been talking about it. You'll probably find her in one of the more alternative
folk festivals. I guess the Port Fairy Folk Festival she's been looking
something
at.
Something like that, yeah.
So speaking of amazing artists, we've actually got someone on the line right now, and here she is. It's Missy's Hotbox. Well, hello, Missy.
Oh, hello.
How are we?
We are good. How are you?
Cold Melbourne.
Yeah, yeah. Rub it in,
freezing.
Like we said.
It's
so warm over there, isn't it?
Beautiful 30 degrees here. Beautiful 30 degrees. Loving myself.
What shade of black are you now after the sun?
Hey.
Well, not enough.
This is 52nd shade of black.
As I've said to you, I'm here hosting my drag queen deck bar bingo, so I'm here doing that. Had a huge, because yesterday was the Darwin Cup here, so we had a public holiday here for the Darwin Cup, which is like our Melbourne Cup. So, of course, had one or two shandies down there. And now here hosting my bingo. But look, there's so much happening here in Darwin. Like, August is actually the month. The Darwin Festival about to kick in. I'm very fortunate to be hosting the National Telstra Awards, Indigenous Arts Awards, which are happening on Friday. So I'm very excited about that. And then this Wednesday, I'm going to a part of the Aboriginal Arts Fair. They're doing Indigenous fashion show, and some of the sister girls are going to be a part of that. So that's happening here on Wednesday night. So very excited about that.
That is awesome. I can't wait to hear about that. So, yeah, if anything, just so you know as well, we've actually got a new recruit in the team here. This is young Ari.
Oh.
Hey, miscellaneous.
Ari. Is that Ari Mazalong?
You yes, got me. Is.
Oh, how are you, Ari?
Yeah, not too bad. Yourself?
I'm well, thank you. Look, I'm keeping warm, and I know that I've been seeing everyone's photos and Snapchat from Melbourne, and I look miserable. So I'm really happy to be here.
Yeah, not much different here.
Thank you for not forgetting about us here in the studio.
I would never forget about you in the studio there. But what I'll actually do is I'll try and take some photos actually from the fashion show on Wednesday and
make us all jealous.
Put them on the Urban Dreaming Facebook page, because I think that's going to be, there's huge excitement around that. And obviously, as I said, the festival's coming up, so Constantina Bush and friends are performing, and Ian Michaels is bringing Heart here.
Oh, wicked.
Really
very
great.
Nice.
And the NEMA Awards are happening on Saturday as well, so
yes,
you know,
yes,
really
party
great.
Parties all the way through, shandies. So I guess my big question to you is, what are you wearing tonight, miscellaneous?
Well, look, what I'll actually do as well is I'll take a photo for you, and I'll pop that, because I'm hosting the bingo actually with Lisa Pellegrino, which is one of our favourites as well, who's done some work for Urban Dreaming and done some of the intro stuff, and I'll take a photo and I'll put it on the Urban Dreaming page. So you can have a look at me and my bingo balls.
Beautiful. Bingo balls, yes. Speaking of bingo balls, legs 11, you better start running. All right, guys.
All right, lots of love. Miss you all.
So good to hear
Bye.
You, miscellaneous.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye. Bye.
So there you go, miscellaneous in Darwin in the sunny weather.
So for our listeners out there, if they did...
she hung up on us.
if our listeners out there did want to get on touch on our Facebook, how do they find that and where?
So you just go to the Urban Dreaming page. Yep. So just type in Urban Dreaming on Facebook and you'll come across a lovely picture of miscellaneous and myself with the big Aboriginal flag.
Amazing. So give us a like and a like.
More likes. Yes, 0427 Joy 949. Yes, with four highly regarded albums to his name and featured on documentaries such as John Pilger's Utopia, No More Whispering. Yes, Glenn Scuthorpe announces a self-produced fifth independent album, See My World, it's called, and it's released on the 3rd of February, which was this year. And to celebrate the new album, we have him right now with us. This is Glenn Scuthorpe. How are you, Glenn?
Hey, g'day, Stu. How you going, brother?
Yeah, really well. It's so good to hear your voice again, because I remember last time I actually had an interview with you was back in Derby Radio, which was a long time
nine.
Ago.
that's been a long time ago.
Yeah, and you've been doing amazing stuff since. Let us know what you've been up to.
It's been pretty busy, and just keeping the fifth album alive, and you've been touring around the countryside, and it's all going good.
Yeah, so, in regards to your music, like, people, I guess, when they classify people as certain artists, they say you're a country artist, but you're not really a country artist. So you do a bit of everything, don't you?
Yeah, well, there's a sort of, there's a bit of country thrown in with a bit of, a bit of blues. I don't know what, how would you, what genre of my music sort of come into, but there is a bit of an element of country, there's a bit of blues, there's a bit of rock, there's a lot of folk, and so it's all just thrown into one, and it's not country, but it's I'm a fan of old style country, not the new country, so yeah.
So you don't just play guitar as well and sing, you actually play mandolin, banjo, and you do a bit of harmonica as well, yeah?
Yeah, well, I've been playing, banjo since I was a kid, and harmonica, for a long time, and it's in the shows on my latest album where, the harmonica, always played harmonica on my own tracks, so, and mandolin and banjo, so, and, Yeah, and, you know, I'm not showing off anything.
Never. So, Glenn, we've actually got a couple of other co-hosts in the studio with us. We've got...
Hi, Glenn, it's Gal. I'm also from Derby, fan of Lulgutty Radio.
Nice.
And I'm Ari.
Hey, can I go?
And we've got a special in guest as well. This is David.
Hi there.
Hey, g'day, David. How you going?
Yeah, good, good, thank you.
I don't think he can hear because he doesn't have headphones on, unfortunately, so if you've got any questions for David, make sure that we get a notice for him. Yeah, so in regards to any questions, guys, you want to speak to Glenn?
No, it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of your instruments and your work with the banjo and et cetera, do you also write to your songs? I guess that was my oblivious question.
Yeah, no, I've wrote all my own songs, and it's one of my probably struggle points. You know, I love to have that element of poetry. You know, we're telling stories about the road and life, and it goes back a long time. You know, like just listen to the stories from a campfire. So. Yeah. I love to bring that element into my songwriting.
So you've been highly influenced by, the elders that you've grown up around as a younger child and stuff?
Yeah, no, it was, just sitting around a, campfire and just listen to the elders, tell their stories and they make you want to listen, they got that knack of just, visualizing their words, and you just, even though they sit around a campfire talking to you, they take you on a journey, you sort of leave the campfire, but that's the way, they like, telling their stories. And
they paint a picture in your mind kind of thing.
They paint a picture in your mind, yeah.
That's so solid. Actually, here in Melbourne, we have a campfire burning continuously for about 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks at Federation Square. And I've been there quite a lot, and just listening to the stories from all different nationalities sitting around a traditional Aboriginal fire in respect for traditional custodians, it's really interesting, the stories that come out by a fire and just that
by
motion.
A fire.
Yeah, by a fire.
Yeah, well, it's the meeting place today. It's through song, even through passing, gathering, people just—it's a fire that bring everybody together, and people tell their stories around a campfire, because it's just got that element of the glow of a campfire, it just gives you so much inspiration, and but you look into the fire, and you it takes you away to another place too. So yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
So speaking of music, I guess, what we want to do is we'd love to play one of your tracks for now and just get back to you, Glenn. So this song we're about to play now is called See My World. It's actually the new album's name as well, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the title track here of the new album.
Yeah, cool. So let's check this out, guys, and we'll be right back with Glenn Scuthorpe. You're on Urban Dreaming.
Out of my coat. It's not gonna get me far, but at least I'll give it a go. Now I've been going the long way down. I've been going the long way around. I get tired of hanging on to seven deadly sins. Sunday there seemed to be a lot of going on, and she likes to criticize about the way you ride, but she's losing your time. Yeah, well, she's been going the long way down. She's been going the long way around. She gets tired of hanging on to them seven deadly sins. Them seven deadly sins. Seven deadly sins, baby. Don't leave me down where I'm going. She
talks a lot of dirty just to get you back into the mood. But don't rise it up too high, gentlemen, you know she's only passing through. Yeah, well, she's been gone the long way around. She's been gone the long way down. She got tired of living on through seven deadly sins. Seven deadly sins. Seven deadly sins, babe. And don't leave me down.
All right, guys, so that song unfortunately wasn't See My World, but that gives us a chance to play another one of Glenn's stuff a bit later. So, Glenn, that song was actually Small Change. Let us know your inspiration behind the song.
Yeah, well, the inspiration behind Small Change is, you know, like when we was kids, we used to play a lot of dice back home in Geduga, you know, and so we used to, you know, walk around with, you know, 1 cent and 2 cents in our pockets, going back to the days of the currency. But and so we would walk around and jingle and jangle and you know, sit out. You know, we wasn't much older than 9 or 10, but yeah, so you know, dice has always been a favorite pastime of growing up in Geduga, and so you know, all the kids will have a lot of these small change of 1 cent and 2 cents, so, and we used to play in a church, so yeah. That's more or less the inspiration beyond that song. Yeah,
that's deadly.
Isn't it crazy how, you know, 1 cent and 2 cents or 5 cents
really
used to be
relate,
so much money back in the days.
Mm.
We used to be able to go out and buy, you know, a big bag of lollies for like, you know, 10 cents, and now what would he get? One lolly for 10 cents?
Even. Not even. You get like a little bite.
I know, right? But I guess we were just talking while this song was playing, and it sort of just reminds us going back to country, you know,
really
going back to Derby and the Kimberleys.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful spot up there. I love that part of the world. It's been up there, well, you know, once and Broome and all the way up there. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back up the way next year. So, yeah, a lot of
fans. Well, Kimberley Mob really are a fan of country music.
Oh my god, you have to go there.
They are.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean, everybody's
a bit
obsessed.
Up that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you say they're a little bit randy up that way?
No.
No, Glenn.
Oh, did you?
Well, that's pretty true though. I guess the other thing is, Glenn, because I always thought you actually stem from the Kimberleys, but you're from Adelaide, aren't you?
No, I'm from a little town called Geduga in northwest New South Wales.
Oh, New South Wales.
I live in Adelaide, yeah.
Yeah, so you lived in Adelaide for a few years though, didn't you?
Yeah, so right up on the Queensland border, but all my mob's Noonabarra, Tuma, Murawari, Bob, up that way, and right up in the Queensland and New South. And, but I live in Adelaide and,
Wales.
Been in Adelaide now for a while, so...
So what do you do, I guess, like, with the inspiration? Because, you know, being an artist, being a musician, what else do you find that inspires you?
Oh, look, you know, like, inspiration comes in a lot of different forms. And you know, it could be, you know, you could be driving anywhere, you know. It's a phrase. Somebody could use a phrase and you know, because your creative mind is like, well, you know, my creative mind never sleeps. It's always sort of... thinking about the next song and or, you know, like the next sort of poetry, you know, a poetry element towards the song and then, you know, putting the music. But it's, you know, like the creative mind never sleeps for me. So, you know, I'm always looking for that next song.
And in terms of your audience, I guess, do you have, what is your audience? Is it non-Indigenous? Is it Aboriginal people? Is it all of Australia? Is it farmers? Like... Who do you really touch, I guess?
Well, yeah, there's a, you know, like, you know, they think about the land a lot, so, and you know, think about the struggle a lot, and I guess there's no sort of broader, you know, I don't have one more than the other. I think there's a lot of different you know, people who listen to my music and come to my shows, so there's a sort of 50-50.
Yeah, yeah, and have you...
Yeah, and it's, yeah, like, and yeah, we you know, I guess when you're struggling music, I guess you take who you can get.
Yeah, yeah.
Try and touch as many ears as possible.
You can't say, hey, you wait there, I don't want to get my door. No, we don't do that.
No, no.
So, Glenn, you
get through the door, yeah.
Oh, sorry to interrupt. I'm really excited because I know your music. I love your music. You are going on tour, and that looks like the 10th of. Hang on a sec. When's the tour again? I've just got all these mixed dates here at the moment.
It's going right up into to the Gulf Country, right up in Queensland and Cairns and Brisbane, then all the way down to Cullamulla, and so this, you know. On the 14th, I think, of August, right through till the 29th, and it's just going to be gigs after. You know, doing about 4 or 5 gigs a week, so...
Wow.
So August is just going to be so flat out, and, yeah, so it's going to be a really busy time, and, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting, you know, going right up to the Gulf Country, and, because I haven't been up the way before, and to the Doomsday Radio, and, yeah, then come back and do the... traditional knowledge of conference for the Indigenous peoples up in Brisbane, so I'm doing that. And then they're all now to Cunnamulla Rodeo, doing another rodeo there, and we sort of Blues and Roots Radio in Ontario, Canada is going to be following me around, so because it's going to be going live back to, you know, the 7-8 countries around the world.
How exciting. So
yeah,
cool.
No, it's going to be really, really exciting times. And, the people over there, shout out to Stevie and Anne over in Ontario and Blues and Roots Radio.
Beautiful. So if anyone wants to check out Glenn's work, just go to glennscoothorpe.com/news and you'll get all the information on Glenn. And, just such a privilege and honour to have you on our show tonight, and I really appreciate the time you've given us. Thank you so much.
Man.
And we hope you have a great
tour.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good luck.
All the best. Yeah, that was Glenn Scoothorpe. I'm about to play a song right now, Glenn. And this song here right now, guys, is See My World. Check it out.
See my world coming down the way, and I would let it shine like the sun over the plains, and I would trace my steps any way that it could be. Told me she loved her soul, never let it fly too high past that place that she knows, along those broken corridors, past that abandoned moon where once good love turned back. And I traced my step on a wind and a road, cause baby don't you love me, cause I've been gone away. If I could see my world coming down the way, I would let it shine any way that it could be. High wire rolling wind, and it's taking everything you can.
and I trace my step on a wind and a road. Cause baby, don't you love me? Cause I've been gone away. If I could see my world coming down the way, and I would let it shine like the sun over the plains, and I would trace my steps any way that it could be.
You're on Urban Dreaming, breaking down the barriers that can exist between two worlds. This is Ari Long, and the time is 8:56. And that was See My World by Glenn Scunthorpe.
What a soulful man. So thank you, Glenn, and thank you, David. We're also saying goodbye to you. Thank you so much for coming to the studio and sharing your opinion and culture, Greenlandic culture, with us.
Yeah, no worries. It's been great to be here. Would love to come back on if possible.
And in the studio, we welcome Ruby from Triple Bypass. Hi.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, Ruby. So what have you got on tonight?
Oh, it's tonight we are celebrating 1 year of being on the airwaves as Joy's first and only bisexual program.
You!
We don't have time to sing Happy Birthday.
No, we don't. It's probably also, it's a really hard song to sing well, I feel. Like, I think it's like built that way. But we're going to be talking about just like the year in review, our favourite show, our favourite episodes, and all that kind of stuff. It'd be great. So stay tuned.
Why are you talking so fast? We've got like a minute.
It's a natural thing. I'll have you know, I've been recorded. I speak 3 times the rate of the average person.
Wow.
That's impressive.
That's a skill. Keep it going.
Yeah, no one understands, which is also a skill.
Say whatever you want, no one will understand.
Exactly.
Perfect gift right there.
You can insult 3 times faster.
Exactly. Just reel them off. They're just like, wait, what? It's like, it's fine. Don't worry about it. You're
so good. What I've decided, guys, is that we're going to have you guys come in just before our show, just give us a brief little spiel about what you're doing, and probably have each time would be one someone else from the show, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's 3 of us, the Triple Bypass, Triple Threats of Bisexuality.
Right.
So yeah, you'll get a nice little rotation going on.
And you've got a great show. I love your show. And just knowing that you guys are, you know, you've got such a strong following, and it's been a year, so well done. Congratulations. All right, guys, I'm actually going to say, unfortunately, we have to leave and take off and leave the studio to the Triple Bypass. But thank you so much for joining Urban Dreaming. Yeah, it's been an honour and such a great little interview we had this evening, I think, with a couple of artists. And, of course, our special guest, David. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
This is Sarami signing off.
This is Gal saying Galio goodbye.
And this is Ari saying, yeah, great. Have a great night.
See ya.
You have been listening to Urban Dreaming with your hosts, Sue Rummy and Miss Elanius, a show that aims to bridge the gap and close the divide. You can stay up to date by adding us on your Facebook and download the podcast from joy.org.au. Urban Dreaming on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.